You're welcome back to the news at one. A service of removal has been taking place in Maguire's Bridge for Vanessa White and her two children who were murdered in their County Fermanagh home. 45-year-old Ms. White and her 14-year-old son James Rutledge and 13-year-old daughter Sarah Rutledge died in a shooting last Wednesday morning. Mourners, including children from two local GAA clubs, lined each side of the street to pay their respects as the three hearses carried their remains arrived at the church. Father Raymond Donnelly said the deaths of Vanessa, James and Sarah had pierced the hearts of their families, the community and the country.
To the grieving families, I say you are not alone. We stand with you. We hold you in prayer and embrace. We do not have answers, but we offer presence. We offer prayer. We offer love. To the classmates of Sarah and James, and to all the friends, know that it is okay to feel confused, angry, sad, and to cry. But please speak to someone. Speak to your parents, to your teachers, to your local clergy. Grief is not something to carry alone. It's a journey we make together.
Father Raymond Donnelly, our reporter Anya Ní Galachor is in Maguire's Bridge. Anya, incredibly sad scenes there this morning. Will you tell us about it?
Yes, indeed, Rachel. The streets here in the village were lined with people on both sides as three hearses made its way to St Mary's Church. Very notable, the amount of young people, teammates from James and Sarah's GAA clubs, St Patrick's Hurling, St Mary's Football, classmates from Enniskillen, Royal Grammar and from their previous school, Maguire's Bridge Primary. And I suppose what was very notable too was that what stood out, I suppose, was the colour to the all the young people and their parents. But people were asked to wear bright colours, and that's what they did today. They wore bright colours in memory of Vanessa, James and Sarah. And as Father Raymond Donnelly, as he said there, he spoke directly to them young people and told them that, you know, that they had feelings and to make sure, you know, that they expressed them. So what happens now is that the remains of Vanessa White and her two children will be brought back to her native.
We seem unfortunately to have lost the line there, but our thanks to Anya Ní Galachor for joining us from Maguire's Bridge.